We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
At this point, we're past that. He's not a rookie anymore, and we need his skill set. Does that mean it's going to translate into that kind of point production every night? No, it doesn't. I mean, we're not necessarily built like that. It's different guys and contributions from a lot of different guys, but Boston was jamming up as they tend to do, first, second, sometimes third options out of what we're looking for, and Tyler was able to generate a lot of offense on random situations, which you need against a very good defense.
Hey, Eric, I just want to say there was no third or fourth option late in that game. That was friggin' Tyler Hero getting the ball off a pick or going one-on-one and looking about as good as you're ever going to see a rookie look. That was pretty damn good stuff last night. You heard it all, man. Not much to say except the Tyler Hero show was unbelievable. I always like this, all right, so he scored 37 points. He scored 17 in the fourth quarter.
Right.
Unbelievable, really consistent shooting night from kind of start to finish. 14 of 21, 5 of 10 on three-point shots. The supporting cast, by the way, wasn't bad either with three of your players with at least 20 points. How about this crazy number? So they shortened the bench last night to basically seven. Solomon Hill played a couple of minutes, but basically it was seven guys that played. Really shortened it last night. And so four of your guys score 103 points. I mean, that's kind of that old school big three used to do, like those nasty numbers. Four guys with 103, and obviously Tyler Harrell with 37 of those, but getting a lot. And you were wondering kind of what was going to happen, who was going to be the star. And listen, like you just heard, Butler was really good. Dragic hit a huge three wide open in the corner, but you still got to make it. And Bam just coming up big. And then the other thing kind of left out, fellas, last night was how sloppy Boston got with the ball. They turn it over 19 times, and even when they make those little runs, it seems like even when they're looking like they're making a run, somebody makes a dumbass pass, or you watch somebody defensively make a great play out of the zone or man-to-man, and it happened again last night. I thought Marcus Smart got a little too smart and got a little sloppy with the ball at times, but fellas, that was fun last night. Up 3-1, wondering what it might look like. 11-2 overall, as we'll go at it again tomorrow and see if they can finish this thing up and get to the finals.
What's amazing to me is that right now we're talking about this Heat team being one game away from the NBA Finals. They are one game away. There's no way anyone could have predicted this even going into the bubble with this team. No one knew what to expect from this team in the beginning of the season or where they would be. I know the predictions before, are they a 4 seed or are they a 5 seed or could they jump up to the 3? Yeah, sure, but they're not, they'll make a run hopefully. They're one game away from being in the NBA Finals, and this team is playing really good, and you're getting it usually every night from one of three or four guys, and it's remarkable. This team is overachieving to the fullest extent, but it just doesn't seem like they're done. That's the best part about it. It's not like they got to where they might get to and, okay, now it's a great season. At this point, it's finals or bust. It's championship or bust for this team.
You think they're overachieving? Oh, wait a second. You think they're overachieving, though?
Yeah, I do. I don't. You thought that they would get to this point?
Well, I think they had a chance. I think we
at the beginning
thought,
of the season, you thought that they would be in the conference finals.
No. Just since we got to the bubble, I just
everyone had a chance when you got to the bubble, but
no, not everybody had a chance. I don't think
top four or five seeds in the East did.
Yeah, No, I thought the Heat were one of the teams, but after that, I didn't think Pacers, Brooklyn.
Well, that's, I mean, you're talking about the
Orlando.
Center of the eight seed.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but I'm just saying, I didn't think you asked, and I said, I don't think everybody had a chance, but I just thought, you know, I didn't know how all these guys were going to play in these huge games, like last night, or how Jimmy Butler or Dragon or Bam or any of these guys that have been so consistent throughout these playoffs. But I guess it's an interesting one. Are they overachieving? Man, it doesn't look like it. It looks like they got a damn good team that, I don't know, to me it looks like we've seen a lot of these shows, like Dragon's been pretty consistent, Bam. Butler shot more last night, came up with some big free throws late in the game, as you just heard there. I guess the unknown for me is the Tyler Hero would be, how would he play coming into this thing, but he was refocused and coming off all the injuries before and really playing well. So it's a hell of a story. A lot of great things. Wondering what Eric Spoelstra might do last night besides shortening the bench, going back to the zone, and all those things. But and then the defense that nobody will talk about. Those guys were able to get 19 turnovers, or I should say the Celtics turned the ball over 19 times. Just unbelievable. Some really, really stupid passes, man. Just like the anticipation of the defense of all those guys is so good. They're long, they're athletic, and Butler and Iguodala, who came in and made some nice defensive plays as well. But, yeah, we're one game away, man, and this thing is really fun. And watching a 20-year-old do what he did last night,
remarkable.
Pretty amazing.
Right.
He joined with his 37 for a rookie in a playoff game. The only other guy to do that, which I would have never known, thinking about all the great rookies, was Magic Johnson.
Right. That's a good company to be in.
I was going to say, man, that if nothing else, somebody's going to talk about the playoffs. If we ever have another rookie and they're going to be talking about Tyler Hero and Magic Johnson, damn, you're going – that's pretty impressive company to be jumping into. So,
and what if I told you before last night that Jason Tatum wouldn't score a point in the first half, and the Heat would still win this game? I think that, you know, or there was a chance that Jason Tatum would literally have a donut going into the third quarter. I don't think that anyone would. You think it'd be a blowout at that point? Boston played really well even without the fact that Jason Tatum scored in the first half.
Yeah, well, he lit it up, man. He came out, I don't know what was said at halftime, but came out with, I think, 28 points in the second half.
Right,
but it was a terrible, terrible first half. But it was just one of those games. The Heat go out, although it was the Heat that was up in front most of it, but they'd go 5, 7, 9, and then Boston come right back and hit a couple threes or make a little baby run there and jump right back in it. And it was fun, man. If you wanted to shorten it, just find out, go, hey, what quarter is it? And they go, oh, the Heat are just starting the fourth quarter. And you go, okay, good. And you just kind of go from there.
Right.
That'd be a great time. By the way, I thought the announcing last night, Van Gundy on Tyler Hero was pretty funny.
He loves that kid.
The rookie stuff was stop the game.
Right.
You know, that was funny. Give him an award. That was...
Well, if you didn't follow the Heat all year long and you just saw the awards at the end of the season, you saw that Kendrick Nunn made the first team all-rookie and the guy has hardly played.
I was going to say, who?
Right. And then all of a sudden you see Tyler Hero make the second team all-rookie and this kid goes for 37 last night and literally is on fire in that fourth quarter. Yeah, Jeff Van Gundy telling them to stop the game and bring him out of first team all rookie, you know, whatever, whatever it was last night. That made me laugh because those guys finally got to see really this kid just shine last night. He was. It's so much fun to watch this kid play because he looks like a 10-year vet. He doesn't look like a kid that's not 21 yet.
He's got it in one on one to coming off the pick. Couple of nice passes as well. He had it all rolling. That was good stuff. So Heat now 11-2, can wrap this thing up tomorrow night. Series at 3-1. And, of course, we'll see what happens as the Lakers go back at it tonight with Denver. And, man, it's been a lot of fun. This whole thing has been great. And the bubble, wondering what the bubble would give you, what it would feel like. I've gotten so used to watching games now, I almost forget there's either no fans or very few fans. They've gotten so good with special effects, with the audio, matching up to the game.
Right.
And the announcers able to play off the sound and what they see. It's pretty cool. Actually, a couple announcers, I don't know if you've caught this, where the crowd's going nuts. They go, oh, man, I can't believe I said that. There's nobody here. Right. You're going, yeah, gotcha, man. Gotcha. Yeah, you can hear it's loud. Quarterback can't hear. And you go, uh-oh. Wait a sec, man. Nobody's at the game. Calm down a little bit.
Joe,
it can't be that loud.
Somebody just texted in, Coach Spo needs some type of award recognition as one, if not the best coach in the NBA. Glad he's ours in Miami.
Well, listen, he never gets mentioned. Everybody defends him all the time and goes to bat for him. But he obviously is really, really good on what he's been able to do. And I'll say this, if he wins this with this group, it's going to be really impressive considering the circumstances and of everything that's gone on, developing this team and what he's – his coaching staff, whoever works with these guys, gets them to buy in, getting the right guys to come in and completely buy into what you're doing, how they're being played. And you know some guys aren't real happy with not getting in. Or when he decides to play you, like tonight I need you for 20 minutes and tonight I don't need you. It's pretty special. You know, I always think of this. Because I got Tony Fiorentino text me late last night. And he does. Tony's on top of this whole thing. He always talks about anytime you give Eric Spoelstra extra time to get ready for a game, he usually outcoaches somebody else that he's coaching against. And he did some things last night and that are good. I just think it. Everything about Spo right now is good. Plus, his resume is impressive. Guys buy into it. This is not the guy that's just starting getting bumped in, whether it was on purpose or not by LeBron James, and LeBron going to Riley saying, we need you out there to coach us. Those days are long gone, man. This guy is a legit Hall of Fame. I mean.
He can keep going, right? You can keep giving him accolades if you want. I'm not going to stop you.
It's the whole thing. So, yeah, I agree that Spo, which, by the way, we very seldom do when somebody has a great performance or team plays well. Coaches always seem to get blamed when things aren't going well.
Right.
Or the team doesn't look prepared. Or this jet situation. I was just thinking about this. The players come out and go, yeah, we don't practice hard, and we're just kind of going through it. We look sluggish. There's no urgency. And when you make those comments, it makes your coach look so bad, especially when you play that way, right? You're in your games. And so when you get the situation like you have where your best player goes, yeah, Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra, man, they got us. They got the right guys here. We got this thing. It's unbelievable. And you're like, man, the culture is alive and well, and Spoelstra is a big, big part of that whole thing. Yeah, a lot of fun last night. Really is. By the way, a lot more stuff. Tonight, Thursday night football. Man, that thing just kind of snuck up on us,
right,
didn't it?
Right, we're back. It's already week 3 tonight, like out of nowhere. You're right.
And Miami Dolphins traveled last night to Jacksonville. They'll play tonight. And Florida State, Miami, right around the corner. The Braves beat the Marlins again. This thing's now a half a game. I tell you something. So now the Marlins all of a sudden have lost 4 straight games. They're back to 28-28. There's a chance if they don't hold on to this second spot, because the Phillies won last night, so it's a half a game lead. And there's only a couple of games left. If they don't hold on to this thing, they could be out of the playoffs. After just going, man, let's just finish 500,
right,
and we should be okay. And now the Braves, who just pounded them again last night, 9-4. So if they don't get, if they don't hold on to this second position, if you're not familiar with the way the playoffs work now, top two teams in every division automatically make the playoffs, and then the rest are done by the best records. There's a lot of teams right at 500 or one game over, and so we'll
be really disappointing at this point, right? If they don't make it,
yeah,
like they've been in it the whole time, you know, while they're making this little run, and then all of a sudden, the last couple of games of the season, because you've been talking about 30-30 the whole time. If they could somehow get to that or get close to that, but 29-31 might not make it at this point.
Well, find out. The Phillies haven't been very good, but they got a win last night. Washington's been kicking their butts all over the place. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. A lot of NFL stuff. Tyler Hero night, man. It belongs today. And last night belonged to the 20-year-old, man. He is not acting like a guy that gets kicked out of a nightclub, man. He's not even acting like that guy. Brings that hot girlfriend to get in the front door, and they say, Tyler, you're not old enough to be in here, man.
Right.
It won't matter when he comes home. They'll say, Tyler, this is your town, baby. Whatever you want to do. We're going to take a quick break. A lot more stuff to get to when we come back. Stay with us.
I love Brian Piccolo. And I'd like all of you to love him, too. And tonight, hit your knees. Please ask God to love him.
Wow. All right.
Wow.
Yeah. We lost Gale Sayers. I know we talked about right at the end of the show yesterday. One of the great running backs, very, very short career, very short career because of injuries at age 77. Just so many things. First of all, Brian Piccolo went to St. Thomas Aquinas High School. Actually, it's the football named after Brian Piccolo and the football field. And I just, the whole thing and a connection. But that movie, soon as they start playing that music.
Yep, that's it.
But there's just, especially right now, I believe, and I'm not sure, but I think it was the first white-black teammates, roommates for camp in sports at that time. Back in 1965, I believe those guys were roommates. And so there was the story with those guys and coming from different places and just unbelievable. One guy, of course, was a star right off the bat. And the other guy was just overachiever that made it and, you know, was the life of the party. So anyway, I just thought yesterday that we didn't have a chance to get into all that stuff, but it is to me the best sport. That music, by the way, whoever came up with that music, man, you put that music on, you
right.
Think so. I think it's the best sports show on TV of all time. I think some of it, listen, it's before my time too, back when this thing actually took place in the 60s. But I just think because it was, I don't know if some of the stories were exaggerated through the acting. I'm sure they were to make it a little better. But it is based off a true story. It is pretty damn cool. It's not Rudy or, you know, running through and finally getting a chance to go on the field in his last game.
Right.
But what they went through, and of course, Brian Piccolo passed away, and Brian Piccolo helped Gale Sayers through his knee injury, told him stop feeling sorry for himself, get back, and you know, and he pushed him, and just a lot of cool stuff. And then with everything that's going on right now, the fact that they were so close as a black man and a white man, it was just really, really cool to see. If you haven't seen, I'm sure everybody's seen it, right? I mean,
I can imagine to a point. Maybe not some of the youngsters out there, but
have you seen it, Woody? Have you seen it?
I have, yes.
Okay, I'm not being a smartass. It's just the movie's got some age. I just you're a lot younger. But I
think that's one that everyone sees, though,
for some reason, isn't it?
There might be people not interested because they don't.
Right.
There are probably a lot of young people have no idea. We got a lot of young people don't know when they hear about the old 70s guys. They go, who is that? Who are those guys?
Right.
And if they're at the stadium, I just point to numbers. But or like you were to ask all the young guys. I say this every year. I've said this for a long time. You ask all the young Dolphin players about some of the stars of the undefeated team, which they would never have known. They weren't even born. But you would think, like, maybe just to find out if you're going to be on a team for a while, a little bit of the history of, you know, going 17-0 or something, now that they understand how hard it is to win a friggin' game, that they'd have, you know, a lot of respect and want to know more. I just felt like when I was growing up, there was just more in touch with when I got here, am I going to get a chance to meet Larry Zonka and Jim Kick and got a chance to golf with Mr. Warfield. I still remember that when I was a young guy going, wow, I cannot believe this right now. And then I play with Bob Greasy, who walks out on the field the first day, and I'm like, man, I was in friggin' grammar school in high school watching this guy on TV for the – two games they used to show a weekend. Back then, you weren't getting, you know, every game, but the Dolphins were on a lot. And I was like, wow, this is really cool. So I don't get on guys now. I just think a lot of young people just aren't in touch. So they're like, Gale Sayers and Brian Piccolo. Well, I don't want to see that old show or whatever. You know, the other kind of cool thing, Gale Sayers and Dick Butkus were in the same draft. They were the two first-round picks.
That's a hell of a draft right there.
Of the Chicago Bears, back when they drafted like 250 guys, but it was like, it was crazy. Yeah, Gale Sayers and Dick Butkus.
Give that GM a raise, please.
Yeah, right.
Please.
Yeah, whoever, whether it was the head coach that was the GM, I don't know back then. Listen, there weren't a whole lot of folks. I know there weren't any 24 coaches and
no.
25 people in the front office. I know that, you know.
I'm assuming there was not an assistant GM and stuff like that back then either. There was just some dude that was making the call there.
Right. I don't even know how the hell they got all their information back then to find out, hey, this linebacker's kicking ass and this running back out of Kansas is really, really good.
Right.
But, I turned it on last night again just to see that one little clip because people even talk about Gale Sayers. With Gale Sayers, they always talk about Brian's song, name of the movie, because he played himself. I think they did it twice. And I guess the story goes like Gale Sayers wanted to play himself in the movie.
Huh. Now, Billy Dee did a pretty good job, though.
Yeah, no, they were good, man.
And what is it, James Caan? James Caan played Brian Piccolo. Is that who
that's
was
right.
It?
That's right. Exactly right.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
There's a Brian Piccolo field right by me. All those fields out in like Pembroke Pines.
You know what? That's right.
God, Brian Piccolo Park. There's got to be.
That's what it is.
Right.
I don't even know if, you know what? Now that I said that, I don't even know if St. Thomas Aquinas, I don't even know if that, what the football field's called, but you're right. It's over.
Sheridan and Pine Island or
something exactly
like that.
You're exactly right. Softball fields.
There's a Publix. Yeah, there's all the softball fields, the soccer fields, all that stuff. That's Brian Piccolo Park. It's probably one of the biggest parks in South Florida. It's huge.
Yeah,
sports
it is.
Park. Yeah.
It is a huge one. You're right about that. Well, anyway, we had something else here that I can really relate to, but I thought we were done with these days, and I really did. I thought football, the embarrassment of what has happened with the L.A. Chargers. Team doctor. So we're all trying to figure out what happened to Tyrod Taylor, right? But like all of a sudden he can't play, and the rookies finds out right before the frigging game, by the way, you're in. Like, oh, wow. Which made, by the way, what he did even more impressive.
Right.
Like psychologically not to prepare all week, but to find out, hey, you're going today. And you go, what? And they kind of leave you like, oh, I wonder what happened. I was wondering if it was his heart or, like, did something happen, you know?
It's serious when a coach comes out after the game or comes out before the game and says, this guy's not playing because he had chest pains. Like, it wasn't said before the game that all of a sudden the doctor, you know, stuck him in the lungs and collapsed one of his lungs, you know. It was just he had chest pains and he was out. And that's kind of serious to start off with because you're right. You have to think about the heart. You have to think about those type of things. If somebody's complaining about chest pain and not playing because of chest pain, then you hear this wacky ass story. Like, are you kidding?
I thought of Joe the second I read that story yesterday.
I mean, it just sounded
like something, Joe, like basically that happened to you.
Right.
But I didn't realize they were still doing this to guys.
I didn't either. And that's the part that really got me is I didn't know guys were still taking the needle, especially for bruised or cracked ribs. That's right. The one that got me. I don't know if I have time right now. I have to look here. I'll come back and talk. But so,
would you check your watch there?
I did because I don't have. I just looked over. I don't have a clock. So
your computer doesn't have a clock.
Wait, no, Hollywood. We're gonna have to Amazon Prime him like a alarm clock to put at his desk.
Do you have an alarm clock that sits like on your bedside? Like, do you have an actual alarm clock?
No, I don't.
Like, I picture you having a clock radio, right? That's what they're called.
Right.
Like, I picture you with a clock radio right next to your bed.
No.
And, like, AM radio comes on at, like, 3 in the morning when you wake up with
the
news.
You know what's crazy? I don't. I just
good morning.
I don't need anything, even super tired. Going to bed super late last night. I just bounced up at 4 this morning and hit that coffee pot. And it was like, you know, I talked to the coffee pot for a couple minutes. And
have anything kinda, good to say?
You woke up at 4 without an alarm clock today? Even after that game?
Yep.
Man. Wow. Good for you, Joe.
Do you set an alarm, like, just in case?
No.
Wow.
You'll find out when you get older, you just don't sleep like you used to.
It's if we don't hear from you by 6, does that mean you're not with us anymore? Like,
there's a chance I'm dead.
Okay.
No, I don't mean to be it. Like it's well, the worst
so if, so Zach, yeah. If we ever get on and Joe's not on right. at you know when I put you guys on at like 5:55 here, I'll just you know we'll just say Joe's dead and we'll right. move on.
Sad morning here. On yeah, we'll Joe. Right.
Do you want us to play a song for you or anything, Joe?
No.
You know, what I'm gonna do if that happens. I want you to love Joe Rose.
When the program director calls me, hey, where was Joe this morning? Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah. If for some reason. You guys find out, and you couldn't get a hold of me during the show, and you know, and it breaks later on that day. Just make sure the next day you play that Brian Piccolo's sappy music, because I want everybody, even that doesn't like me, to at least because right. that music gets everybody. It could get you even on somebody you don't like, right? It could get you on whoever you just find disgusting out there. You might shed a tear with that
today,
damn music.
Today, me and Hollywood get the award, but tomorrow it's for Joe Rose.
Can't we at least break the news?
Oh, we're gonna.
I don't read about you in Barry's column, like.
Right.
No. I do want to say this. The worst thing about getting older is you can't. I know very few people, as they get older, they go, God, it's just. I get 8 great hours of sleep, deep sleep. Wake up, feel great. I think most of us get up in the middle of the night.
Right.
My back was aching a little bit. I took a couple of aspirin, and then while I was up, I went to the bathroom. Then I dropped back, slept for a couple of hours. So now it's just like you take a couple of naps, and that's it. I'm telling you, people go, hey, what's the worst thing of getting older and almost retired? And I go, man, you can't freaking sleep, man. I can't tell you the last time I dropped and just got into a deep sleep for a long time. All right,
you should be fun
stuff.
To deal with by Sunday, by the way, with a Wednesday night Heat game, a Thursday night Dolphin game, a Friday night Heat game, a Saturday night Canes FSU, all at night, all 7:30 plus starts. You should be real pain in the ass to deal with on Sunday.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point.
I almost forgot we're going to have Salty Joe tomorrow morning because he's going to be up really late. And I obviously root for the Dolphins, but now I'm really rooting for him. Because if they have a bad game tonight, he will be really salty tomorrow.
Right.
Can we just have the game before you decide how I'm going to be in the morning?
No, you'll be salty one way or the other just because you won't be on a lot of sleep. But if they lose, they play poorly tonight, I mean, you'll be a handful tomorrow.
See, I don't think they are. I don't think they're going to play poorly. I think it'll be a good game. I'm not saying they're going to blow Jacksonville out. I think it's going to be a really good game, though. Listen, we're going to go to break here. We got more stuff. I do have a great story, though. I was thinking in honor of how bad the doctors have been for the Chargers over the years. By the way, it was, I don't know how many years ago. So the players and the players union, they get together and ask everybody, how do you feel about your medical staff for your team, the team doctors, and I guess slash trainers. I don't know how many years ago, it's been a while, but the Chargers were dead last. They had, so they turned this in and, you know, you're like, all right. And then you read the stories are coming out through the years about the Chargers doctors. And like, they must be neighbors or good friends of the owner, because that's the only way you would get some of these doctors that they've had. And so now they're trying to somewhat protect a guy. You would think, and I don't know, and there might be a doctor up early this morning. Now you got me going. I'm just curious for any doctors out there, sports doctors, like when you decide to shoot into the ribs for cracked ribs or bruised ribs to numb an area so a guy can play, which probably you shouldn't do.
Right.
But if you do that, how hard is it to make that shot and not collapse the lung? I'm just curious. As a guy that should go to school for like 12 years, extra years, by the way, after everybody else is getting a 4-year or 5-year degree, they go friggin' 12 more years. They go to school till like in their 30s. I'm just wondering, do they ever work on you with that needle when you try to numb a certain area? I'm just curious. Anyway, right now we got to go. I got a Dan Johnson story, though, that I don't know if I've ever told.
Ooh.
A former tight end who did next to John Geisler. For any of my former teammates that can't sleep, that might be up early with me this morning, I'll have some of that stuff when we come back. Unbelievable. I don't know how the dead doctor did it. I don't know how he did it here. I really don't. Hey, I do know this, though. Your South Florida Chevy dealers want to tell you some good stuff that's going on. Not just that the Heat won and Tyler Hero. We got Tyler Hero's specials going on today, man, at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Chevy Open Road Sale events are on. And the products are a lot like Tyler Hero. They're really good, man. You're going to like it. You're going to love what they have. 2020, we like to say this is the best overall products of cars, trucks, and SUVs that we have ever had. I could tell you about the Tahoes and Suburbans and the little look difference they've had done during the summer is fantastic. But Silverado trucks, we've got all these different style of trucks to make sure we've got something for your lifestyle, whatever it is, whether you're working on the side or working out of that truck full time or still need some family room in it, we've got the perfect truck, durable, steel bed on all of them. They are ready to go. And the 2020 Traverse, our midsize SUV, we think it's pretty special because we know how spacious it is to accommodate the big family, yet doesn't compromise any of that great look or style. The Equinox SUV, that's our smaller SUV with the technology and active safety features. And finally, of course, that 2020 Chevy Blazer. When it drives by you, it's begging you to come in and take a test drive. Why not? Hey, get a great deal. Stop by one of our dealerships in Dade, Broward, or Monroe County. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer today.
These guys, since I've been here now, our medical staff has been very, really trustworthy. You know, DJ just had his surgery with our team doctor. You know, there's a trust there, but how they respond to this, I don't know. That's going to be up to the locker room how they respond to this. If you know, but as of right now, I like the progress we've made with our players and our medical staff.
Good company line there, Coach Lynn. No problem. I get you're trying to keep peace in the family, in the front office, and the owner, and all that stuff. After what happened to Tyrod Taylor, thinking maybe he was having some heart issue or something when they were talking about chest pains and all the issues, only to find out the doctor went a little too deep on that nummy in that they were doing to numb those ribs so he could play at quarterback. And by the way, I'm guessing wanted to play, just so I don't leave that out. I'm guessing
he didn't get that shot because he wanted to sit on the bench, that's for sure.
He is going, this guy, Justin Herbert, is getting better and better. He's a high pick. Let me play as many of these games, and as long as I'm winning, there's probably a good chance I can keep this job. So I understand all that stuff, but I do want one thing, and there's a little sarcasm in this morning. Before we get back to Tyler Hero Day and his 37 points, 17 in the fourth last night for the Heat win, now up 3-1, before we get back to that. I'm just kind of curious, like, if there's any doctors, a lot of the surgeons get up for 7:30 surgeries in the morning. 305-567-0560. I'm just curious. You don't have to put your name on it or anything if you want to send us a text. But so when you're going to medical school to and you're a surgeon or a doctor of anything, do they work with you on that big, long needle about numbing certain areas like cracked or bruised ribs so a athlete can play, specifically football right now? Do they teach you how to take that in and not collapse the lung, like where you go too deep? I'm just curious, and I'm sure it's a fine line. I'm sure that needle's real close to that lung.
Right.
And so I was just wondering, how hard is it to do that? Because I played with Dan Johnson. A lot of you may not remember the name. Was one of the tight ends, Bruce and Dan and myself. And I watched Dan Johnson crack his ribs and did not miss a game with cracked ribs. Did not miss a game. Missed all the practices, but on Sunday, they injected the needle and just completely numbed as much as you can with cracked ribs. I mean, he was still, I just saw his eyes watering, and he was, Dan Johnson's a tough dude. Was a really tough guy, and played through those cracked ribs till they got healthy. And it hurts to breathe when you have cracked ribs. Like, say, how are you, man? He goes, I'm in pain. I'm going home drinking a bottle of vodka to try to, with whatever they give me, so it doesn't
just
hurt.
Just what the doctor ordered, right.
So, I always wonder, like, so when you're going through that, and again, I didn't even know. Woody just asked me during the break, did you know this is still going on? I said, I really didn't. I think it depends on the individual, how big the game is, how insecure you are about your job. I think all those things go into play when they offer it to you. But it is nothing like it used to be. And I think guys have found out through the years that if you keep taking the needle to get through the year,
eventually it's going to catch up, right?
There's no chance that all of a sudden you get an operation in the offseason and you're back to normal after all the damage you do from running around on a numb foot, toe, ankle. I mean, it's hard to heal when you're doing more damage and you don't even know you're doing it because your whatever part of your body is numb from the shots. So, but this is a bad one. I mean, it's a bad look. I think it was kind of a wake up. Everybody went, because I heard everybody yesterday going, whoa, I didn't know they're still doing this. Tyrod Taylor went old school, you know?
Right.
And so I think it's kind of a wake up call. And of course, the union's checking into it on everything that was going. But yeah, man, I watched John Geisler. I could do a show one day, and joining us now is Dan. John, Dan, you got an hour. Let's talk. What was that like going through that needle stuff? You don't have to worry about getting sued. The team doctor's dead. So go ahead, tell your story. And then John Geisler, you shot your knee all year and limped around on crutches for 5 days a week. And by the way, I am not exaggerating, which sometimes I do. And then he played every Sunday. John Geisler played. It was like, he couldn't even feel his knee. Can you imagine your knee?
No.
There had to be some medical thing that says, hey, man, no matter what, don't shoot the dude's knee. That's the
right.
You could shoot other places, but don't shoot the knee, man.
That's
so
crazy.
Anyway.
Yeah, first off, this whole thing is a crazy story because of how we found out about it, where they just said he had chest pains. And they knew what happened, but they had chest pains. Like, that's where the NFLPA is going to come in here and go, wait a minute. Like, if this happened and we knew about it, why didn't we disclose this?
He's out. What is he now? He's out 4 to 6 weeks or something with a collapsed lung.
He had a punctured lung. Like, I mean, this is not something you come back from, 4 days later. He didn't tweak his ankle.
So, anyway, I don't know. I've had this discussion, and I'm going to ask all of you if it's time. Because I can take it. I'm a big boy, and I'll try really hard because I am not. I never liked the guy. I really didn't like him just because of conversations with him after running out of a surgery early in the morning completely changed my life with the doctor. But I just, like, should I stop the dead doctor stuff? Like, should we give him a hall pass because he's passed away? Because
not when stories like this come up, though.
I even had Mark Clayton, of all people, go, you know, Joe, I'm getting older and I'm starting to mature a little bit and stuff. But, and you know, I've been as immature as you have been. But should we let the dead people go that have been in our life or stuff? I go, I don't know if the stories are really good. How do we feel about that? Mm. Like, so I need your help out there. 305-567-0560. If I have, you know, locker room stuff about dead people, should I leave them alone? Especially a doctor, the team doctor.
Someone just texted in, did you ever take shots to play?
Yep.
Yep.
Played, took it in the ankle and toe through the playoffs and played the last game against New England Patriots was in the AFC Championship game that we lost. I couldn't have been any worse. It looked like I was playing for the New England Patriots. Took the needle and numbed my toe and upper toe was broken. So my whole foot was numb.
Jeez.
And then I did it at halftime. And then after the game, I was just, I mean, we had lost and the season was over, came up short and had a really good team. It's kind of one of the more disappointing game of the 80s, losing to the Patriots, where we were going to go back and play the Bears in that championship game. And that's the only team that beat them in the regular season. So that was kind of disappointing. But I think and Kim Bocamper is going to join us later. And if I forget, Zach, ask him how many guys took the needle
right
on our football team. And I think he'll tell you most of the guys took the needle. When I was injured at one point, the doctor I'm talking about, now, again, I got to decide if I need to stop the dead doctor stuff, even though the stories are unbelievable. And I love to share them. And I hate just sharing them with my former teammates when we're sitting around talking, drinking beer, laughing about it. Because I just think you guys need to know. It's so good. I just really, really enjoy breaking the stories to you. Anyway, we got to go to break. Woody's telling me, hey, man, we got a lot more coming up. 7 o'clock hour. Got to get back to an unbelievable Heat win. Hold on a second. Tyler Hero hit another big fourth quarter shot last night. Age 20. With a lot of support, the Heat up 3-1. Another tight win last night for them. Just playing crazy. One win away from going to the NBA Finals to either play Denver or the Lakers. And you got to be honest. Come on. Everybody got to be rooting for the Lakers. L.A. and Miami.
Come on.
LeBron. How about LeBron not getting another championship because the Heat beat him?
With Riley in the stands, too, by the way.
With Riley there. Oh, man. We could get this story. This story get really juicy, won't it?
Right, right.
That would hurt the MJ argument, by the way.
You lost to those guys?
Right. That would hurt in the legacy debate there for LeBron.
Oh, yeah. You'd be in big trouble there, buddy.
I will say one thing. L.A. got a big, tall team. Like, bam, go get them. That Dwight
you don't Wade. Even need Joe on paper. They're better.
Who?
The Lakers. I mean,
of course. Oh, no, yeah. I mean, right. they're better starting 1 and 2 before. I mean, before we do the lineup.
But do they have Tyler Hero though?
The thing that scares me about the Lakers is playoff Rondo. I you know, playoff Rondo's tough.
I got playoff Hero.
I got playoff air around the clock right now. I got that because I'm telling you right now, air around the clock tonight, you're going to rock, rock, rock with Era Round the Clock Air Conditioning Company. Hey, man, I don't sing like I used to, but I will tell you, I still love telling everybody about Era Round the Clock Air Conditioning Company because I want to let you know, and you probably know this already living down here, sooner or later, everybody's air conditioning unit breaks down at their home or their business. And then the question is, who can you call that you trust? You see all these air conditioning companies. So I just want to tell you about my guys at Air Around the Clock. 40-plus years in the business, still family-owned, more than 100 trucks on the road every day all over Broward and all over Palm Beach, even north of Palm Beach and even a little bit south of Broward. 7 days a week, trained and certified technicians are out on the road. We got air conditioning units, Rheem air conditioning units ready to go if you need a new one. I just put two new ones in. I'm like you, man. My family runs their air conditioning units hard. Keeps this house way too cool for me. That's the way they like it, and it beats the you-know-what. It's just nice to know if you have any kind of problem, they can come out so quickly. Because I know this, nobody wants a hot house. Nobody wants a hot house. So people ask me, well, what about masks and gloves? Are they safe? Yeah, of course they're safe. They've been carrying UV lights and new amazing air scrubbers longer than anybody else. Hey, this summer, whether you need an air conditioning unit or repair the one you have, duct cleaning, attic insulation, want to improve your indoor air quality, don't sweat it, man. Remember the name, Air Around the Clock, 1-800-741-1033. 1-800-741-1033 for Rheem and Air Around the Clock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.